Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, Peter Mingles here, and I am waiting for my ability to turn this radio show on for Jean-Luc. So Jean-Luc, if you are listening in, hold tight. I am, trying to figure out why in the world the website is not allowing me to get in so I can go do what I need to do for you. So hold on 1 second. We are here for those people listening in to Building Fortunes Radio. It's a Friday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Peter Mingles, and usually I get a chance to be on time and to connect everything up with Jean-Luc, but the radio show platform that we're using, I think, is running a little bit slow, so I am pushing buttons, probably not supposed to be pushing this many buttons, to try to get Jean-Luc in here as well, but we're going to try to buy some time as we go through. So, Jean-Luc, there's no reason to stop doing anything except for staying right where you are. And we are going to get started as soon as my buttons will push. So I don't know if there's a problem with my internet connection or there's a problem with their website. We'll edit this part out, maybe. You'll hear me pushing buttons. Come on. We'll try to log out and log back in. Jean-Luc, stay right where you are. Little bit of technical difficulties here. And for those people like Jean-Luc that might be wondering, he's going to say something like, did you ever fear that maybe the buttons wouldn't work when you pushed them, to which I will say, yeah. Every once in a while, Jean-Luc, I fear that the buttons won't work when I push them. But I don't think I've attracted that. I think it's just the way technology works sometimes. So come on, browser, come on. I have two computers over here. I'm restarting the other one. So you'll hear me as we go through. Oh, by the way, you'll hear me as we go through some technical difficulties. And for those people that aren't familiar with this, I think the world has been filled with technical difficulties this week. So let's see. Restarting a different computer. Bear with me 1 second. Take deep cleansing breaths. And then remember to push my passwords. There we go. Come on. Be just maybe. Frozen browser. Welcome to Chrome. That's what we'll do. Bear with me, Jean-Luc and Jean-Luc's audience. We'll get started as soon as I can get buttons to push. We're almost done. Trying a different way. The go-getter in me, let's see. Clear off whatever kind of dopey things might have been going on. Oh, by the way, I was early, way early. And because I was way early, pushing some buttons and not sure what was going on, come on, Mr. Computer. It could all be my internet connection. It is not uncommon with as much rain as we've had over here in Florida. So Jean-Luc, hold tight. New browser. Push button. Come on. While we're doing that, we'll push this button over here. We're almost done, Jean-Luc. Perhaps We're almost done. Oh, and it really stinks because, Jean-Luc, you had a topic. He was all prepared. So, Jean-Luc, hold on, please. This out of the recorded version, of course, because this has gone on for way too long. But just bear with me. Just bear with me. No freaking out when pushing buttons. Go slow. It's kind of like learning how to thread a needle in a firestorm. Go slow. Deep cleansing breaths. Here we go. We're almost there on the new reboot on the other computer. We'll find out. We're almost there. Pushing buttons slowly and deliberately so not to freak out. Looks like we're getting okay. We're almost there. Almost there. Ah, I think it's their technical difficulties, but we're almost there. Hold on, Jean-Luc. We're going to tell you in a second. It may not have been me. Come on. Technical platform, please. We're almost there, Jean-Luc, if it's going to work at all. Oh, that was odd. I've never seen that error message before. So we're almost done. Our live listening audience going through radio technical challenges. It's not going to work. Shoot. We'll persist. Refresh our browser. Oh, Jean-Luc. Hold on 1 second. Not user error on my part. I'm double checking all of my things. Okay. Sorry, Jean-Luc. I cannot get the control panel to work, which means I can't push your microphone button on. And I have run out of resources on my end. So after rebooting all of my computers that would be the ones that I could use for this, it's not working. I'm going to have to say, darn. Get that little spinning ball that's telling me that it can't really figure it out. And I was able to successfully browse other websites, which means that it's not my internet connection. Sorry for the silence and the dead air. I'm trying to push buttons. going to be a busted show. So for those people listening in, maybe live, sorry for the dead air. They say that technology works most of the time. And I will say when it doesn't work some of the time, this is what it looks like. So we're going to give it one more time. Logging out, logging back in. Done. Done. We might get lucky. We might get lucky. Hold on 1 second. Hello, Jean-Luc. Peter's here.
Hello.
We made it.
Do you hear me?
Hello, we made it. Yeah, we made it. So they must have been having problems. Either my internet, well, no, it couldn't have been my internet connection. They had a problem. So what we're going to do is we're going to play the radio show intro. I'll be able to edit all of this out. So bear with
me
1 second.
We need to do the commercial break.
Right. Yeah, it's about time for a commercial break. I'll just do the radio show intro. We'll start like as if none of this ever happened. So hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. For those people that are listening in live, you know we got started a little bit later than we usually do because of some technical challenges. However, persistence counts. Just the idea that we're not going to give up. I wanted to do a radio show with our great friend. His name is Jean-Luc because I know that Jean-Luc probably had some really great things, and plus he was prepared for today's radio show, so I wanted to make sure that we had this. So for those people that might be listening in still live, we might cut you off when the radio show, which was scheduled for 30 minutes, cuts you off because we lost about 15 minutes. But for those people that are listening in on the recorded version, you just heard me say some things that make no sense to you because you're listening to the recorded version and there's not any challenges. So most of you might be listening to the recorded version. That's okay. But we like to talk about some of the stuff that happens in building a home-based business. And one of the things that I've learned, an expression is, you know, technology works most of the time. So you can say it like that. Technology works most of the time. And then I playfully say, and when it doesn't work, you just heard it. So that's what it sounds like when it's not working. So you didn't hear anything. So anyway, so for those people listening in, my name is Peter Mingles. I love to be able to host this radio show on time at 11 p.m. Eastern time on a Friday evening with a great friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. Now, Jean-Luc is originally from France. He's got words of wisdom for those people that are listening in. He lives on a boat. And for those people listening in and were part of our Making Sales or Excuses Sales training program, I was discussing the idea that my lawnmower was stolen from the front of my house. And it was on Mother's Day, and it was right in the front. And I think maybe one of those scrapper guys got it because it was in the front of the house where they would probably get it. And Jean-Luc, in his ultimate wisdom, you know, the kind that you just love to hear, said something like, you know, Peter, I don't have to mow a lawn when you live on a boat. You know, I'm like, please, that's not really the helpful advice I was looking for. So most of the time, I really love to hear the advice that Jean-Luc has to give me. But when he says, you know, Peter, maybe you should live on a boat. I'm like, I know I should live on a boat. No one more reason for me to live on a boat, because I don't have to worry about my cutting my grass or some guy stealing my lawnmower. So having said that, we have a lot of fun with Jean-Luc on Building Fortunes Radio. So Jean-Luc, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you for your persistence, because like this we are able to do a radio show. I don't know if I will use the topic I prepared for tonight, because it's a pretty long topic, you know, and I don't know if What, we have 10 minutes? We can
We can go longer. That's okay. So we can go as long as you want. No problem.
Oh, we can go longer? Okay.
Oh, yeah. The only thing is the people that will be listening in live will get cut off. But that's okay because we have most of our listening audience listens after it's done anyway because we're here working on Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern time, 8 p.m. on a Friday. Many of your listeners and my listeners are doing other things. They're just kind of like, they're doing other things. So we're okay.
And you say, like you say, on a boat, you don't need a landmark. And also, I don't have a front house, and I don't have all of this. And this is good. But I need to say something. Tonight is our 123 radio show. It's the first time we have 123, exactly, 123. It's the first time something like this happened. The first time. Because it never happened before, at least with me, and maybe it happened with somebody else. But I noticed something. You say you changed something, you come earlier. You say, don't do that.
I was early, and sometimes sometimes I'm running around. I might run a chore or something like that, and then I'm here, we're getting in, and I say, Jean-Luc, you have to run the radio show while I'm moving some of my frozen food, into the house because I decided that I had to get some frozen food. So the bottom line is, I was super early, well-prepared, started to get onto this radio show about 7 or 10 minutes early, and then I'm like, oh, shoot, something's not working.
It's not your normal daily operation, when you do a radio show. It was not working. You say you don't need to change something, it works. If you come just on time or a little bit late and it works, okay, continue like this.
I don't know if I'm going to draw that conclusion. So far, your advice has really sucked. You've told me not to be prepared and to move to a boat. So for those people listening in, we're purging all of his bad advice here on this radio show. When you work with Jean-Luc, he actually does give good advice most of the time.
His good advice, it depends for who,
I guess, yes, this
is
true.
People want to live on the boat, they say, don't buy a lawnmower, but buy a boat.
That's right. That's true.
And for me, for someone to steal my boat is pretty much difficult, you see?
Yeah.
Even for Scrapper, it's difficult to steal my boat.
It's a big boat. It's a big boat.
Yeah, it's a big boat. It's not that big, but it's not small. Say 38 feet, it starts to be a big boat,
It's a big boat, especially if you had to paint it all in one sitting. That's a big boat. 38 feet is a long boat. So, Jean-Luc, you had a topic today. We talk about home-based business stuff, and sometimes we talk about stuff that's happening in the news or some different philosophies. We talk about sometimes current events, and then you were prepared. So I'm ready and waiting.
I always prepare. When you say that, you say, I always prepare. You say, I always have something to say. Sometimes it's related to, like you say, to the news or what happened in the world or something. And sometimes it's more on network marketing side. And tonight is more on the network marketing side because I've done some research because there's some people say, marketing is not working or network marketing is not working. And I don't know if you remember, Peter, but we have done a radio show on you cannot fail on network marketing. You remember this one?
I sure do, sure.
Yeah, because why people cannot fail? Because if they work, say, network, you don't need to forget the name work on network. If people work, they have success. Now the success depends to everyone. For someone can make $200-$300 and it's a success for him, and it's not a success for another person. And another say, I want to make $200,000-$300,000, and it will be a success for me. And some people want to make more. But this depends what people are looking for. But it can be a success for anyone. When I say you cannot fail, it's because if people work and follow the system, it works. It takes, for some people, it goes faster than for others, but it works for everyone. If people didn't quit, works, apply the system, it works. You have no problem. And I was looking for something I think interesting. I say, how old is the first network marketing company? Do you know, Peter?
Depending on who you speak to, I think the first network marketing company was a precursor to Amway called Neutralite. That's what most people will say. And I think it's probably now about 70, 75 years old, I'm thinking.
But it's not that.
Yeah, depending on who you talk
first
to.
But I talk to no one. I have an MBA on Google search. Research and I make some research and I don't take only one. I make different research, and when I find the same thing, I can make something. I'm looking on different website, not only one, because the way I grab information or something I would like to use, I'm not depending on only one source of information. I check more, at least three or more, and I look if I have the same information from all these different sources I'm looking. First, I find, because I was looking also, what is the oldest company on the U.S.? You know that?
No.
Is East Coast. It was built in 1667, before the U.S. was the U.S. 1667, and is a seaside in. You have company before this one, but it's farm. Okay, you have only four or five, I think. 1613, the first farm. But 1667, it was a seaside in hotel in Maine. And what is interesting, this hotel today is still operating, and he is under the same family, 12 generation family, own this hotel and manage this hotel in Maine, starting in 1667. This is 351 years old.
I'm listening.
Okay, now I compare this and I say, how old is the network marketing? The first company was starting in 1886, not to confuse with my French accent, okay? And it was Avon.
So in 1886 was the first network marketing company?
Yeah.
Okay.
Avon.
A-V-O-N,
Avon.
Okay. Avon. You mean Avon?
Avon, yeah. 1886.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I know many people think, yeah, it's Amway or something. No, on a 10 company, Amway arrived, the 10 one. Amway was starting in 1959.
Mm-hmm.
1958, you have another company named GNLD. I don't know what it is. I have no time to make more research. 1956, it was Shackley Corporation. 1955, it was Jewels by Park Lang. In 49, it was Vector Marketing. It do a cutlery in a network marketing. In 1946, it was a company everyone knows, Tupperware.
Mm-hmm.
1932 was Watcher Organic. 1928 was Betterware. 1920 was Kleenex in UK, and in France, at least in France, I don't know here, but Kleenex is very well known. Even if someone needs a tissue, we don't say, do you want a tissue? Say, do you want a Kleenex? And I don't know, because I learned something too, you know. I don't know Kleenex was a network marketing. And 1886 was Avon.
Wow. Never heard of it. I mean, I've heard of Avon, but I never heard that was... Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, keep going.
132 years old.
Wow.
And the other company is 98, 90, 70. Amway is only 59. But you compare, and we don't talk about Herbalife, Marie Kay, CN, and all the other companies who came after, you know. We talk, I take the 10 oldest network marketing companies still in business today, because you can find other companies like a 1906 Fuller Brush Company, but they are not in business today. Or 1934, you have a California Vitamin Corporation. It's not in business today. I talk about the 10 oldest network marketing companies still in business today. And what is interesting when you look at this, because I can give other number. You know, Amway is, I think Amway is the number one company because they make almost $9 billion in 17. They are in more than 100 countries. And they're a billion-dollar company. They have, I think they pass 8 million reps, representative or associate, depending how you call this. When you look at Avon, is almost $6 billion in 2016, and they have 6.4 million reps. When you look at Tupperware, it's $2.4 billion with a little more than 3 billion women, because Tupperware is mostly sold by women. And if you add to that Herbalife, Marie Kay, Herbalife is for almost $5 billion. Marie Kay is $0.5 billion and 3 point something million rep. When you add all of this, it gives to people the continuity on a network marketing. It's not something he stopped just yesterday or 10 years or 20 years ago, because the oldest company is 132 years old. And when I go to the 10-1, meaning Amway, he's 59 years old. And all these companies are more than 60 years in business. And some, like Tupperware, on New York Stock Exchange, and other too. But here, I take the 10 companies who are still in business today, to give people the stability of this industry. And I think in 2016. The industry was making $183 billion worldwide with more than 100 million people. And sure, you have people, they make $300 because maybe they don't want to make more. And you have people, they make $2,000-$3,000, and people make more than that. People make annual income every month. But this, it depends. It depends the work ethic of the person. It depends the compensation plan. It depends with who you work and what kind of product you are putting on the market. And if you work, like we say on one show, you cannot fail on network marketing. It's impossible, because if you work, you have success.
Perfect. Well, let's do this. Let's take our little commercial break. We're going to be on bonus time on the other side of this. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are here, Peter Mingles here with Jean-Luc, and Jean-Luc is educating us on the history of network marketing and giving us a little bit of a history lesson about Avon, A-V-O-N. is one of the oldest companies that are out there, 18-something or another, yep. 130-somewhat years old, and was one of the original founders in the direct... 1886, and was one of the original founders inside the DSA, the Direct Selling Association as well. So, well-established company. Now, the cool thing was, or is, relative to Amway, or Avon, rather, is they are going through a challenge, meaning they were a big company, even bigger than they were now, and they are publicly traded. But they're having a hard time with the evolution between what's happening between the old-style way of doing things and the newer evolution of what's happening in the industry. So their stock has gone down considerably. They've gone through a couple of CEOs and things along that line. So it's kind of curious to see which companies are adapting well versus which ones aren't. So Amway has slid down a little bit as well. Herbalife seems to be growing a little bit, oddly enough, with all the regulations and everything else still out there. And then companies like Melaleuca, they don't consider themselves a network marketing company. You know, Frank's got to come. Frank Vandersloot, the owner of the company, has got to come on and explain that to everybody, because we all say, well, if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, seems like a duck, I think it's a duck, Frank. But they are growing like crazy. And the key ingredient in many of those companies are, Jean-Luc, they have a lot of people doing a little bit. So lots and lots and lots of people doing just a little bit. So back to you.
Yeah, because if you look at some many of these companies have 3 million, 4 million, 6 million, 9 million reps inside the I'm sure they have reps, they do 10, 20 bucks a month or 100 bucks a month, and they have reps, they do 10 times this or 20 times this or 100 times this. Okay, but this is, like I said at the beginning, what is a success? It depends what you are looking for. And if you are looking to make 200 bucks and you make the 200 bucks, this is a success. You see, because it's an objective you put at the beginning. But if you are looking to make 10,000 a month and you are not yet in 10,000 a month, okay, you have not yet reached your success, you need to continue to work. And one way or another, you will reach the success, because if when you work, you make the money. But it depends to everyone. You see, everyone is looking for something different.
That's true. But the key to their business is, of course, international expansion. They went through hundreds, 100 companies, if you will, dozens for some, 100 for some of the bigger ones. They have people that are loyal to the product, so they may not order every month. They order every once in a while. But when you have 8 million people that order $100 in one day, that's $800 million. Obviously, they don't do that in one day. But whether they did it in a day or a year, it's still $800 million. If they ordered again, that's, another $800 million. So now you're talking about $1.6 billion. So if you had 8 million people on $50 or $100 a month in business, and we know that's not going to happen with all of them, but you just kind of play with the numbers, you'll see why a lot of people doing a little bit for the company and the leadership of that company, that's a huge volume, a huge marketing push. So for those people that are a little bit more aggressive and have people that stick with it and have good retention, they have a great possibility of doing well. So let's blend this back into those sort of statistics with a company like yours, Jean-Luc, when you're working with a company called Direct Sellers. So if Direct Sellers, they have people that probably do at least $100 a month, and they sell wine, and usually people that buy wine, they buy wine. It's a lifestyle, so they stay on it. Then if they get a few people, their wine is free, so who would pass up free wine, quote-unquote, Not even the guy lives on a boat. And then a lot of them...
you can even drink wine on a boat, Peter.
You can even drink wine on a boat. Like in the sunsets of the Pacific Ocean, you get a chance to enjoy the wine. How can you beat that? And then if you get three or more customers, it seems like the growing trend is your wine. The net cost of your wine is going to be for free. So share a wonderful experience with lots of people, and then you can see why the retention rate is high. So given time, you know, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, you could see how a company like yours, even at just a casual pace, could build some huge residual income for those people that just build it, even at a casual pace. So over to you.
Yeah, before I talk about Direct Seller and what they do with the wine, I would like to add something about the company I named before, because if you read something about each of these companies have been go through ups and downs, you know. Amway, when they opened China, they have been banned in China, and this is an habit to China to ban company or new stuff. But when you look at this company have been ups and downs and need to handle some regulation and many things like this. They do this also for themselves, but also for their reps. Because the reps don't need to take care of the legal and all of this. It just takes the part you need to sell something and be successful. Now you are talking about something very interesting, Peter. You are talking about a retention rate. And it's because the company I work with, Direct Seller, have a very, very high and not usual retention rate. We have 93% retention rate. Before I was working with companies, they have less than 15%. And what does this mean? I mean, you start 100 people and you find in 3, 6 months, 9 months after, on this 100, only 15 are here because many, many people quit or stop or don't use the product or whatever. With wine, it's totally different because like you say, and I asked my friend too in France to be sure, I say, Laurence, he's 65 years old. He said, how long have you been drinking wine? He said, ooh, I thought I was around 15. So he's at least 50 years. And if you keep the customer for 50 years because they drink wine, they like the wine, Direct Seller, we have premium wine. And also, like you say, you bring a few people, you bring three. It's not for the rep and for the customer, it's the same thing. And your wine is free every month. You can continue to drink wine for the next century. You know, you don't need to stop at 50 years. The retention rate, because of that, is very, very high. See, we have 93% retention rate. And this is very important because when you build a business, and you find yourself with nine months or 1 year after, you lose only seven customers on 100 you bring. This is very good. Maybe these people quit or move or go another country or die. I don't know. See, this is life. But the retention rate for me is something very important. Otherwise, you are not building. And working with this company is very interesting because, first, you don't need to explain the product. The customer bring refer three of his friend or family member, and he have his wine free every month. And we have this retention rate, and also the commission are very, very, very good.
There we go. By the way, if you hear a little bit of a dog barking in the background, my daughter just told me that there's probably a raccoon trying to get into my garbage pails outside. Yeah, a raccoon trying to get into my garbage pails outside. So I know I'm going to hear Jean-Luc say things like, we don't have raccoons near our boat.
On the boat, no.
On the boat. One more
only,
thing, words of
we
wisdom.
We only have a whale on the harbor or seal, but we don't have raccoons,
right.
No.
No raccoons, no. It just has to worry about like great white sharks or sea lions or anything else like that, maybe stealing them.
Yes, sea lion, shark, no. But sea lion, yes. We.
Okay. Okay.
But not on the boat.
That's true. So anyway, so we're having a little bit of fun on a Friday night talking about some of the things we're associated with home-based businesses.
We need
we went
to.
Through a little bit, yeah, we went through the history. And some great examples, and then some reasons why somebody might want to take a look at your company, Jean-Luc, Direct Sellers. So great products, nice opportunity to get a fantastic product for free, great retention rate. All of those companies you mentioned a little bit earlier, they have people that order a little bit every once in a while. If they had the rate of retention as far as the monthly order that your company had, they would be through the roof, 100 times bigger.
Yeah, multi-billion dollar company.
Multi-billion dollar companies. It'd be some of the biggest ones in the world.
Yeah.
Again, so the cool thing is if when you find the right company and you build it the right way, you have a great advantage. So those companies, when they first got started 132 years ago, they didn't have the same environment, the same economy, the same everything. The conditions were different. So possibility for them to be what they could have been 132 years ago just didn't exist at that point. But now, with the shipping the way it is, with the reorders the way they are, with the technology the way it is, all of this sort of stuff, it's very, very possible for you to make a ton of money with a really great company like yours with direct sellers. And for those people listening in, you get a chance to work with a gentleman named Jean-Luc Du. So Jean-Luc and I, of course, we have fun on a Friday night. And then the other cool thing is that you can work with him as well and take advantage of all the cool things that he does and all of his knowledge. So Jean-Luc, we lost a little bit of track of time, but I think we're just about done. So why don't you tell us how people would get in touch with Jean-Luc?
Yeah, they can. The people can call me directly on my phone number. It's 323-399-6472. Again, 323-399-6472.
Excellent.
This is my personal phone number.
There we go. So we're going to be back next week. Hopefully we'll be on time with no technical glitches, but if there are, we'll work through it as well. So thanks, everybody, for listening in if you're here. Otherwise, we're going to catch you next week. And Jean-Luc, thanks for being here after radio show 123. That's exciting. We'll catch you next time. Thanks, everybody. Bye for now. Thanks, Jean-Luc.
You're
welcome. Thank you.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.